Blog Talk Radio.
Once was a kingdom far, far away, where love was the rule of the day. Nothing more and nothing less than to give your friend your best. There's much more story that I could tell to make the hardest hearts swell. This is the story when love was with open arms for to pull their lives from the brink. When love was king, he rescued souls that were lost in the sea. In drifting vessels, he would hear their plea. When love was king, he threw a line before they'd sink and gave the thirsty ones a drink. He told the meek that they should try to use the sword to smite the lie. But being kind is for the weak. I pray the Lord these words.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Israel. Here we go again to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yahra'al, from Beth Yahweh Congregation. And we're going to start off with a thought throughout And before we get into this talk, we want to start off with a brief prayer. Merciful Father Yah, we thank thee for allowing us to come together another Shabbat day, another day to feast on thy word, feast on thy truth. Father, we ask of thee to quench our thirst throughout the course of this lesson, the wonders that are within thy Torah, with the wonders that is within thy word. Father, we ask of those who are en route to listen, may they have an opportunity to get a little taste. And for those that are sitting, we hope that you enjoy the meal that you're about to embark upon. And Father, we thank thee once again for protecting us throughout the course of this week. We thank thee for the lessons and the blessings that you bestowed upon us. And ultimately, we thank thee for thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, soon coming again, for what he has done for us, both past, the present, and the things that he will do for us in the future. We thank thee in the name of Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, soon coming King, amen. As I said earlier, we're going to gather a little thought, and for those who have eaten already, may this be a nice sweet treat in your meal. And for those who haven't eaten yet, may this be a nice snack that you partake of. And it's interesting now that we're in this season of Yom Teruah, the blowing of the trumpets. And as we know that this is a feast that usher in our King. And we also understand that there's a lot of things that's going on out there. And like last session, we talked about being dismayed and being amazed by new information that's coming out about this and about that. And one of the things that, is, as we say, things are timely because this lesson is titled, Come Out of Her, My People. And like last week, we talked about not being dismayed. So we'll get into the lesson because, like I said, it's very interesting. Because throughout the course of the week, I have been going through some things that, some new information came up to me last week. So throughout the course of this week, I have been divin' and dabbing, searching it out. And amongst the scriptures. Maybe later on down the line, might talk about that on Can It Be That Simple. But what we're going to do, we're going to start out first in Matthew. Forgot to tell y'all this, get your books, get your notebooks, your pen, your paper, pull your scriptures out, your concordance, your Bible dictionaries, all those study materials that you have. It could assist you in understanding the thought that's being put out tonight. And I'm going to start here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 15. And this is to Israel. This is for those who, as one of the wise men in our camp said, who thirst and hunger for the truth. And Matthew 11:15 says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. We'll start off with that one. Because as the scriptures say, my sheep know my voice. So he who has an ear, they're going to hear him. And why are they going to hear him? We're going to go to Colossians chapter 2. This is a scripture that people have heard on many occasions. I believe I threw this one in there because of the things I was studying throughout the course of the week, but yet it still goes with the rest of the scriptures. And it's Colossians chapter 2, verses 16. And it says, let no one therefore judge you in eating or in drinking or with respect of feast days or new moons or Sabbath. See, throughout the course of the week, you come across new information, and when you hear what people out there talking about, and then they try to use scripture to support their point, and they try to use different words from the scripture to support their point. And that's why the scripture, you know, was put in there, because the scriptures already tell us what we're supposed to do. And I'm going to read that again, Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in eating or drinking or respect of feast days or new moon or Sabbath day. But the scripture that really comes to my mind in regards to that is it's in Daniel 7:25. And it, I'm going to paraphrase it. It says that, you know, the adversary, he's going to seek to change Yahweh's times and laws and things of that nature. So that's where we at right now in our society and amongst the whole of people who proclaim and to believe in the words of the scriptures. So from there, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. And this is one of the things that, you know, here at this camp that we really strive to do. And it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Scripture teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. See, because now we're in a time where people want to amass all these books, and they want to use somebody else's, as they say, borrowed testimony from someone else who call themselves doing an extensive study outside of the Torah, outside of the writings, and try to convince people to do these things and say that it's in the Torah and say that it is of the Most High. But when you're comparing spiritual things with spiritual things, because we know that the Torah is spiritual, so the only thing that you can compare it with is other spiritual things, which is the word itself. That's why I think Isaiah, in the scripture in Isaiah, that talks about here little, there little, precept upon precept. That's saying you utilize the word to understand the word. So from there, you know, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 17. And this is just to, you know, going on to the topic as coming out of her, come out of her, my people. But first of all, you have to understand that you are, or you are possession of the Most High. And I think sometimes we as Israelites, we don't really understand what he's saying to that, and what he's saying in regards to being a possession, or that we're his people. So we're going to start in Genesis chapter 17, verse 7. And Yahweh is speaking to Abraham. And it says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a mighty one to you and to your seed after you. So this is the Most High. This is Yahweh talking to Abraham. And at this time, Abraham doesn't even have any children. So then we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7. Yahweh said this, Yahweh did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the few of all peoples. So for those people who think that, you know, Israel was some massive or some great people, he like, you know, nah, I didn't choose you. He chose us because we were few. And then from there, we're going to go to Exodus. Chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. And it reads, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession from among all people, from all, for all the earth is mine. You hear that? He's letting us know that all of the earth is his. Everything on this planet belongs to Yahweh. And he chose us out of all the things on earth to be his own possession from amongst the people. Verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. A holy nation. That means a set-apart nation amongst nations. That's what we are, Israel. That's what we are. Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. And this time you got Moshe speaking. And it says, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be your mighty one, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim, who bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. See, because during this time, they were in Egyptian bondage. They were in bondage. Israel. Or the people that were eventually going to become Israel. Because he hadn't brought them out yet. So, where are we now? We're in a level of bondage right now. And he wants to bring us up out of it. And he is going to bring those who want to be out of it. Those who hear. Those who have ears and want to hear. Those who have ears and are attentively listening. Because they're going to hear his voice. Then we go to John. Chapter 15, verse 16. And this is Yeshua speaking. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatever you will ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So we have to understand that Yahshua chose us. He chose us. But when did he choose us? He chose us in the beginning. Chose us in the beginning. When he called us out by name. And from there, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it reads, Yahweh your Elohim will circumcise your heart and your heart of your seed and the heart of your seed to love Yahweh your Elohim all your heart with all your soul that you may live. So this is a work that Yahweh Elohim is doing for those in whom he has chosen, circumcising your heart. And when we deal with that term heart, it's talking about your mind. He's removing that cloudiness that we have over our mind, that fogginess, so that we can love him. And that we can teach him and teach that love to our children. And from there, we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7. And these scriptures that I'm reading, these are just different scriptures that are showing that Yahweh has chosen us. Yahweh loves us. Yahweh has taken us in his possession. Yahweh is always watching over us. He hears us. He sees us. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7. He said, I will give them a heart to know me, that I, Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. For they shall return to me with their whole heart. See, he's telling us, we're going to return to him. We're going to return to him. Why? Because we know his voice. We know his voice. He who have an ear, let him hear. These are words of encouragement to you, Israel. Letting you know that he's calling for you. He wants you to come out of her. He wants you to not get caught up in the system. He doesn't want you to get caught up in the doctrines that's out here in the world. He wants you to cleave to him. Why? Because he is cleaving to you. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. And it reads, but this thing I commanded them, saying, listen to my voice. And I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I command you, that it may be well with you. See, the Father is not going to command us to do anything wrong. He's not. He's not. But he wants us to listen to him. He wants us to love him with our whole heart. Because he has removed the foreskin, the cloudiness. He has removed that. But we as individuals, sometimes we put that stuff back on us. Put that stuff back on us. Which causes us to step away from him. Because he's always there. He's always there to help us. But do we want his help? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves. Because he gives us his Torah. He gives us his ways so that we can take on his character. But as we look in the mirror and we see ourselves, do we like what we see? And if we like what we see, that means we're not changing. If you're not keeping Torah, not constantly changing, not constantly cleaning up the cup, filling it up with that good spirit, filling it up with that good word, and getting rid of those old ways. Exodus chapter 14, verse 31. And it reads, Israel saw the great work which Yahweh did to the Egyptians, and the people feared Yahweh, and they believed in Yahweh and in his servant Moshe. See, because Moshe was that spokesperson. Moshe was that mediator between Yahweh and the people. Do you fear Yahweh? Do you believe in his prophet that he has set before you? That man? Or those men who are in the stead of Moshe, being that mediator teaching you the word, instructing you in the word, taking on that spirit of Yahushua to show the love of the Father to you. And we're going to go to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And it reads, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you may be no priest to me, because you have forgotten your Elohim's law. I will also forget your children." Now, in the scripture, I stopped at the word destroyed. And it took me to the Hebrew word, and it was 1820, the Ma. The definition that jumped out at me was cut off. And why are you being cut off? Because, first, you don't fear Yahweh. Second, because you're not being obedient. You're not following his law, statutes, and judgments. But then there's another definition for Damar, and it's ruined. See, sometimes we ruin ourselves with our own selfish desires. We ruin ourselves by cleaving to the ways of other nations, other people. We become undone. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 22, 21 to 22. And it reads, "Hear now this, foolish people and without understanding, who have eyes and do not see, who have ears and do not hear. Do you not fear me, says Yahweh? Would you tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sands for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual decree that it can't pass. Pass it. And though its waves toss them, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they can't pass over." Right here, Yahweh is showing the power that he has over the oceans and how the oceans obey. But yet you, man, you don't fear me. And because of the lack of fear in this day and time, that's why people do the things that they do. I think as the scriptures say, because judgment is not expedient. But when judgment was expedient, people still did not fear him. They still did not fear him. But then when you look that word up, fear, in the scripture, it also says reverence, respect. So that's something that you have to ask yourself. Do you respect Yahweh? Do you respect the words that he say? And the words that he say, he had his prophet and the men that he had chosen to pen these words down in the book that we use today that we call the Holy Scriptures. They are his words, because these men wrote these words as they was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So these are not the words of men. These are the words of the Most High written down. So when we read these scriptures on the Sabbath, on the feast days, or when we're studying the scriptures, we're reading holy scriptures. We're reading holy writing that must be interpreted by him. He has to give you the inspiration to understand the spirit of the words that are on the page. He has to give you that understanding. And he gives that understanding to his people because there's a work that his people must do. See, his people must bring the nations to him. Then we're going to go to Jeremiah. I think we was in Jeremiah before. Yeah, still Jeremiah. We're going to go to chapter 51, verse 7. And it says, Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand, in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunk. The nations have drank of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Babylon was a great nation. A great nation. But they went contrary to what Yahweh wanted. There were some things that were starting in the kingdom of Babylon. Trickled down amongst the people. Partake of the doctrines that Babylon was putting out there. And it caused the nations to go mad, go crazy. So now from there, we're going to go to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. And it reads, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." See? Everybody has partaken of that wine. And everybody has sinned. We go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. And it's another scripture that lets us know our state. "Surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and doesn't sin." So we all fall short. We all fall short. But we have to remember that Israel has been calling up, has been called, have been chosen by Yahweh. Have been chosen by Yahweh in the beginning. So those who have been chosen, they're going to hear when Yahushua speaks. Because he is the good shepherd. And they refer to the people as the lambs. Says, "My sheep know my voice." Then we're going to go to Revelations. Revelations 18:3. And it's just to go back to, just to support the other scriptures that we were talking about in regards to Babylon. And it says, "For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality. The kings of the earth committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from the abundance of her luxuries." So in this scripture, I looked up the word drunk, and it sent me to the term in the Greek, 4095, pino, and that means to drink. So short definition, it says to drink and bib. So I don't really use the word in bib, so I looked it up. And the word in bib means to drink, to take in, or to receive into the mind and retain. In bib, in the example they give, moral principles. So, understanding the connotation of drunk or to drink something in regards to Babylon, in regards to what's talked about in Revelation, is something that has been given to humanity to think about. Deal with the morals. See, the morals of mankind have been tainted. I guess because they seem a little more pleasing than the ways of the Most High, which cause man to not respect the laws and statutes that Yah has given us, that Yahweh has taught us. So from there, I went to the Webster's, like I said, and I looked, because I said looked up in Bib. And it also means, it's a transitive verb, which means to assimilate. So that's another thing that Israel has done. Israel has assimilated other nations. Israel has taken in other nations' ways and tried to mix them amongst the ways of Yahweh. But in his scripture, he tells us about the mixed fabrics, saying we're not supposed to wear mixed fabrics. We're not supposed to intertwine good stuff with bad stuff. You know, because there's a parable that talks about the wheat and the tares growing together, how they would intertwine with each other. But he said, wait till the harvest time. When the harvest time comes, we're going to gather them up, separate them, get rid of the bad stuff. But then when we intertwine doctrines, see, these are the things that's going into our minds, that's intertwining in our minds and causing us to think that some things are okay, when in essence they're not. Then, in the same scripture, I looked up the term wine. And it comes from the Greek 36:31. And it's oinos. And it comes from the Hebrew word 31:96, yayin. Unused root meaning effervescent. And when we deal with effervescence, it makes one cheerful and excited, refreshing, stimulate. So we also have to be mindful that wine, or some of these doctrines that people have taken part of, have made them refresh them. Because we read in the scripture that talks about how the people thought that the word was burdensome. Keeping the laws and statutes of Yahweh was burdensome. So they jumped to something, assimilated within their lives things that stimulated them and refreshed them and gave them a new hope. But sometimes these new hopes are not the things that Yahweh wants for you. He doesn't want them for you for real. He doesn't want you to be out there giving praise to another deity. Because as we read in the scriptures, he's a jealous Elohim. He doesn't want his people to be divin' and dabbing with made-up gods. Because as the scriptures say, he says that there's no God other than me. So these other deities that are out here have been made by man. They're man's imagination. Man has to put away his imagination and deal with facts. And we know that the scriptures are facts. They're true. Scriptures say he's not a man that he lies. So Yahweh has no reason to lie to humanity. He tells you straight up and down, you go against me, you go against my law, statutes, and judgments. What do you say? The wages of sin is death. Then we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. And it reads, but the Spirit says expressly that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. What did we say earlier in regards to Babylon? This drunk, this drinking of this wine? It's doctrines. is thinking. That's what people are partaking of in these day and times. They're simulating the doctrines of demons, being seduced by the adversary. Jeremiah 51:45 reads, "My people depart from the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fiery anger of Yahweh." Right here, Yahweh is calling you. He's calling for Israel to come out of her. Get away from those evil ways, those sinful ways. He has in his scripture, he gives us the way to defeat the adversary. He showed that through the example of Yahushua, how Yahushua stood on his word and the adversary flee. He said he gives us the full armor. He said if we resist the devil, he will flee also. Why is he fleeing? Because Yahushua is supposed to dwell within you. And we already seen that he flee from Yahushua. We've seen that already. And that is our hope. That if Yahushua dwells within us, then we too can overcome the adversary. We too won't get caught up and assimilate the doctrine of the adversary, of Hasatan, and not be seduced by his minions and his spirits that he has out there. Because we're standing on the word of Yah. We're going to go to Revelation 18:4. And this is the topic of the subject today. And it reads, "I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you have no participation in her sin, and that you do not receive her plagues." See, he doesn't want us to receive the things that the adversary and those in whom he has given power to are going to get, those plagues. And what comes to my mind right now is those plagues that the Egyptians got. He doesn't want to give his people those plagues, because the first time when those plagues came out, Israel or the Hebrew did not partake in any of those plagues. However, he's letting you know that if you continue to assimilate the ways of the adversary, then you too will receive those plagues. Because when you do a study in those, on regards to those plagues represented a different deity that the Egyptians were worshiping. So now, we're in modern day time. There's a lot of plagues out there. There's a lot of things that Israel and the nations are worshiping nowadays. They're worshiping more than just frogs now, and fleas and flies. They're worshiping other things now. And those things will be to your demise if you don't come out of her. We'll go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. And it reads, "Be sober and self-controlled. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Withstand him steadfast in your faith, knowing that your brothers who are in the world are undergoing the same suffering." You hear that, Israel? We're all going through the same suffering. because we have taken on Yahushua. And we're going to go through the same suffering that he went through. But we can withstand him. We got to stand on our faith in Yahushua. We have to stand on that word, because that's what he stood on also. He is our example. And we can too overthrow the adversary, the devil. And the Most High is letting us know the adversary is looking. He's looking for us. See, because those who are not keeping the ways of the Most High, adversary is not looking for them. He's not looking for them. But yet he's still allowing Israel to be, to walk past them, to intertwine with them, to see that example. See, because when you're in your neighborhood and you're doing certain things at certain times, you are being a witness to Yahweh. You're being a witness to the Torah. You're being a witness to the writings, to these people who claim they're believers and who don't claim that they're believers. But as they study and learn of him, as the scriptures say, learn of Yahushua, learn of this word, they will realize that they're not in the word. And this is to you also, Israel. Examine yourself to see if you be in the word. Examine yourself. And I'm a part of Israel also, so I have to examine myself too to see if I am of Israel. See, because he has chosen a peculiar people, those who have the law, statutes, and judgment and the testimony of Yahushua, and striving to be an example to those in whom they come across. As the scriptures say, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. And who is your brother? Everyone you come in contact with is your brother. So you have to give them an example so that they can see and maybe question you. We're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22. And it reads, therefore, tell the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I do not do this for your sake, house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. You hear that? Israel have profaned the name of Yahweh Elohim. How? By the way that you act, by the things that you say, at the same time proclaiming to be one of his children. The Father's cleaning up our mess. But we can also help him clean that mess up by first cleaning ourselves up and making sure that when we sweep and dust our minds of all the filth, that we fill it back up with that spirit of truth. We'll go to Isaiah 52. Verse 10 to 12. And it reads, Yahweh has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Almighty One. Depart, depart, go out from there, and touch no unclean thing. Go out in the midst of her. Cleanse yourself, you who bear the vessel of Yahweh. For you shall not go out in haste neither shall go you go by flight. For Yahweh will go before you. For Yahweh will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your rear guard. Do you hear that? Even in the midst of our foolishness, he's letting us know, I'm still there. I'm still there, Israel. Clean yourself up. Clean yourself up. I got you. I'm still there. I'm in the front. I'm in the back. What comes to my mind? Hey, Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22. And it reads, Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they may go by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. And this is when they was coming out of Egypt. This is that physical Egypt. But we now in that spiritual Egypt. And he letting us know, I still got you. I'm going in front of you, and I got your rear guard. I'm protecting your rear so that nothing come up behind you and, you know, and take you over. Man, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy. These are my last two chapters for the evening. Deuteronomy chapter 29, 29. And it reads, the secret things belong to Yahweh, our Elohim, but the things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So Yahweh reveals the things that he needs us to know. And the things that he revealed to us, we're supposed to pass them on to our children. And they pass it on, and they pass it on, and they pass it on from generation to generation. Then I went to Mark chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. And it reads, and this is Yeshua, it says, when he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. First of all, I'm going to stop right here. So it's letting you know that there's more than just 12 people around Yeshua at this time. I'm going to start again. When he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. He said to them, to you is given the mystery of the kingdom of Yah, but to those who are outside, all things are done in parables. That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest perhaps they should turn again and their sins should be forgiven them. So right here is letting you know that Yeshua revealed those things to us. He reveals those things to us. And we reveal those things to those people in the world. So that gives them an opportunity to turn to him, turn back to him, so that their sins also can be forgiven. So Israel, and to all that are listening, come out of her. Come out of this world system and cleave to the law of statutes and judgment. Change your ways, for the Father is protecting you when you look to Him for guidance and for help. When you look to the Word for guidance and for help. For Yahweh have chosen men to speak in His stead. The scripture that says, believe in Yahweh, and you shall be established. Believe in His prophets, and you shall prosper. Because your prosperity comes in learning the Word of Yah. Because the Word of Yah leads you to life. So you have to make a decision. You want to live? Do you want to die? Do you want to be obedient? Or do you want to be disobedient? Come out of her, my people. Be pleased with us. Because He knows the trials and tribulations that we go through. Because these are the things that Yeshua experienced. And He doesn't want to see us to suffer. He doesn't. But those who have taken up this plow, that put their hands to this plow, that Yeshua has done, He lets us know we're going to feel it. We're going to feel some suffering. But we have to count it all joy. Because we know in the end that we're going to be in that kingdom. And we want Yeshua to say, well done there, my faithful, good servant. I know I do, want to hear that. So this is the ending of, can it be that simple? Yeah, it is that simple. For those who are finishing their meal, hopefully this was a nice old appetizer. Those who had already eaten their meal, hopefully this was a nice, tasty dessert. You know, hopefully you go back over these scriptures and see what the Father opened your eyes to in regards to these scriptures. And as I say, now, and everyone, a good night. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Merciful Father Yah, we thank Thee for allowing us to come together another Sabbath day. We ask Thee to protect us in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. Allow us to have a peaceful slumber, so we can rise up and gather on Thy Sabbath day and hear the wonders of Your word and which Your prophet will speak for this day. We thank Thee in the name of Thy Son, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen.